track 10, and this is our final news track. Stagecoach announced bus timetable changes. Bus passengers in Teignbridge are set to benefit from new changes to timetables. Operator Stagecoach South West announced improvements to its bus network across Devon from April the 20th. Working in partnership with Devon County Council and funded by Bus Service Improvement Plan funding from the Department for Transport, customers across the county will benefit from more frequent bus services. Dawlish and Newton Abbott are among the areas to benefit from more frequent services. However, several services have also been withdrawn due to low demand. The operator will also be making a number of changes to timetables to improve reliability and punctuality. Peter Knight, Managing Director of Stagecoach South West, said, "We're excited to launch our new timetables across Devon. There are many improvements to the network, touching many of our market towns around the county. There are a number of changes to early morning and early evening journeys, with some additional journeys, while others are curtailed. And there are details of the changes from a number of services. I won't go through all of that, but I'll just tell you which the services are. There are changes to service 2, Exeter Newton Abbott via Dawlish, and the changes affect daytime frequency. Service 7, Exeter to Totnes via Newton Abbott. Service 39, Bubby Tracy to Newton Abbott. And service 53, Kingstainton to Torbay Hospital and the Willows, where the 15:15 Monday to Friday school days journeys from Newton Abbott College to the Willows will be withdrawn due to low demand."
Musicians raise funds for community centre. A band night generated £950 for a community centre in Teignmouth. Three local bands played at the sold-out event in aid of the Alice Cross Centre. Music enthusiasts were treated to an electrifying night of diverse musical styles from three bands. The event was kicked off by Ain't Misbehavin' with their infectious swing and gypsy jazz, delighting the 70-strong crowd with their musical camaraderie and joyful performance. The band, known for their appearances at local events, once again proved why they're a crowd favourite. Following them, Celtic Dawn brought the house to its feet with their high-energy traditional Irish music. The night concluded with Mother's Ruin, whose eclectic folk rock set spanning traditional folk, Americana and Cajun styles ensured the energy remained high until the very last note. "We are overwhelmed by the community support," said Alice Cross manager Peter Howell. "Raising £850 in one night is a testament to the power of local music and community spirit." The centre has another two fundraising events planned for April to continue fundraising for the essential services the centre offers. Diva Fever, a night of spectacular cabaret, will feature three remarkable divas performing show-stopping cabaret performances on Saturday, April the 12th. A games night and supper on Saturday, April the 26th, we'll see teams of four compete in challenges to test their wit and manual dexterity. Tickets for both events are limited, and booking is advised either through the Alice Cross website or by calling 01626 778039 or by visiting the centre. The Alice Cross Centre is based near St James's Church in Teignmouth and aims to support the well-being of the community.
Shop's last record store day before moving. A Newton Abbott record shop is preparing for this year's record store day, and it will be the last before moving to new premises. Roger and Marsha Cox, owners of Phoenix Sounds, the town's independent record store, are looking forward to bringing the town together for Record Store Day 2025 on Saturday the 12th of April at their shop in Queen Street. Not least because it is one of the most significant dates in any vinyl enthusiast's diary, but also because it will be the couple's last in their current premises. The store will move to East Street, a stone's throw from the clock tower in June. Doors will open at 8 a.m. where keen collectors can snap up rare and limited edition Record Store Day releases on a strictly first-come, first-served basis. Once they're gone, they're truly gone, Phoenix Sound says. Record Store Day is a highlight for us, Roger said. Marsha and I used to find ourselves in the queue at the crack of dawn, so it's incredible to be on the other side, welcoming fellow music lovers and sharing exclusive releases that make the day so special, he added. On the day, there will be two live music performances. From 8 a.m, Simon Lee Prince will treat the early birds to a live acoustic session. And from 10 a.m, Glyn Wilcox, aka SKA Ago, will take on the decks. Launched in 2007, Record Store Day has become a global phenomenon, uniting music fans, artists and record stores in a celebration of vinyl's enduring appeal. Roger and Marsha believe Phoenix Sounds play a vital role in Newton Abbott's cultural heartbeat, offering music fans a friendly space to discover new releases, unearth hidden gems and connect with like-minded people.
Intriguing headline, Calm Raft Set to Drift Ashore. A new group set to launch in Newton Abbott this month aims to prioritise and promote calmness. Launching on Wednesday, April the 23rd, the Calm Raft is a new weekly well-being group that will meet at St Joseph's Church Hall. The 90-minute sessions will focus on taking time out of one's day to be calm and explore the different techniques to achieve such. Organisers Philip Ely and Lisa Pollen said, "One of the things missing in a lot of people's lives is calm. We recognise this need to normalise calm, to help people actually connect with each other and support each other to find calm again." The sessions will have three distinct parts: connection, curiosity, and calm.
Curlews and martins are leaving Dartmoor. Rare animal and bird species released into the wild on Dartmoor are finding their feet, spreading their wings, and finding new homes elsewhere. Dartmoor National Park Authority heard that a number of pine martins recently released on the moor had scattered in other directions, and rare curlews released on the moor had gone as far afield as the Scilly Isles and Holland. Whether the curlew programme has been a success or a failure is in the eye of the beholder, said the authority's deputy chair, William Dracup. A lot of curlew have been bred and released, and a lot of positive lessons have been learned. We hope some of them choose to come back to the wonderful place that is Dartmoor. As part of a roundup of nature enhancement projects, authority members heard that funding from the National Lottery Heritage Fund had backed the release of 15 pine martins at secret locations on the moor. The martins had originally come from Scotland. They are still being tracked, but DMPA Head of Conservation Chris Giles said that while some are still on the moor, others had left. Some had gone to the South Devon coast and some to Newton Abbott, while others had disappeared, possibly because their tracking equipment had been damaged. The long-term aim is for pine martins released on Dartmoor and Exmoor will join up with populations heading south and west from Wales. A programme to increase the number of curlew classified red in Britain because their numbers are so low has not yet been the success conservationists had hoped for. The meeting heard that a 5-year Duchy of Cornwall-led initiative had seen eggs that would otherwise have been destroyed, incubated and raised on Dartmoor. The eggs come from RAF bases in the east of England, where they are removed because the birds present a hazard to aircraft. The aim is to release 20 to 30 birds each summer, so they return each spring, restoring a breeding population on Dartmoor, which is now down to one last aging pair. Mr. Giles said, unfortunately, to date, few project birds have been returning from overwintering sites to Dartmoor, although this will be monitored over the next few years. Despite the unexpected dispersal of both pine martens and curlews, conservationists remain optimistic about the long-term benefits of these reintroduction efforts.
Restoration of town's iconic railway gantry. Work to restore Newton Abbot's iconic railway gantry has been completed. Volunteers from the South Devon Railway began working on the structure in May 2024, and thanks to their hard work and that of Newton Abbot Town and GWR Museum, the British Rail Western Region signal gantry on Torquay Road has been given a complete overhaul. The restoration involves several tasks, including the rubbing down and repainting of the 70-year-old steel structure, replacing arms and fitting new glass. The gantry and the land it sits on are owned by Newton Abbot Town Council, which funds Newton Abbot Museum. In 2018, Aldi was given planning permission for the site, despite concerns that the scheme would involve demolishing a Victorian carriage and wagon repair shop in the vicinity. The gantry, however, was retained.